Welcome to Phil & Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about how to transcend today's turmoil with inner peace. So we both wrote separately about this. I said, "Welcome to the changed world. Buckle up. It's currently a wild dystopian ride. The only way to enjoy it is to let go of any hope of Earth returning to the way it was, and find fascination and joy at the unfolding of events. We must find our utopia in the events of the moment, because here they are. And whether they feel good or bad, we must accept them fully." It's very tempting to speak yet again about the need for flexibility and change in the face of this turmoil. And of course, I am unsettled like everybody else. But there is also a way in which it does not affect me, where I can find my way to sit, to be calm and unmoved by these events, and find that part of me that is still and unchanging. We've all lived many lives within this one life, and can barely recognize our earlier naivete and stupidity, but at the same time that was still us. Yet we cannot find who we are in the detritus of the past. We are here. Our presence glows before us like a string of Christmas tree lights. It's not our name or our career or our losing streak at Scrabble. They're just ideas about who we are. Look to the body, the pulse of blood in the fingers, the sound of traffic from outside. Yet you are none of those. They are ephemeral too. What you look for, you cannot see. You can only be. The point is that there is a place, a centre. It's easy to forget that when my back aches or I look at the many woes of the world, but when I can acknowledge all of that and at the same time say this, I am again centred. I don't want to trivialise the state of the world or suggest avoidance by denial. Instead, we must choose the opposite. Embrace it all, live its ferociousness, be present with it. And at the same time, be aware of that stillness within you. There is no contradiction. They are two sides of ourselves. We can imagine what a better world would be like. And if we can imagine how that might be, we can work to bring it about. Not that we can produce unicorns by simply imagining them, but a state of brotherhood and sisterhood is different. It is some place within us that already exists. When you can tap into that still centre, it shines out into the world and emanates a calm presence. This is the feeling that has bound Maud and I together since the day we met. And Maud said, "Phil and I have been deeply distressed over the pervasive turmoil surrounding all of us at this time in the world. Sometimes it all just seems to come together from every direction and knock us over like a giant tsunami. How do we deal with it, and what can we do? On an internal level, we have to find a place of inner stillness and calm. We need to establish a sense of constancy with ourselves and within our relationships that can act as a safe harbour and a place to refresh our souls. In order to accomplish this, we have to spend time within, to understand what we value and share. We have to glean a deep sense of who we are. That still, calm centre becomes a rock in the stream of ever-moving currents. It is an experience, not an idea, so we must venture there and spend time to become familiar with it. As we develop this inner space, it becomes so known that we can connect to it at will. We can feel this in our bodies and in our spirits. In our relationships, we are strengthened by the support we feel for and from each other. When two people bring this inner stillness to their relating, peace and calm arise in the midst of chaos. We share our responses to the onslaught of events and lift each other up when one or the other needs it. We find healing humour together, share beauty, express our grief and sadness, and bear witness for each other. Through being heard by another, we can hear ourselves. These things allow us to reside in the present moment with what actually is. How does this look for me and Phil? I make sure the house is filled with fresh flowers. Being surrounded by natural beauty uplifts me and makes me smile. I put my hands in the dirt and care for the plants surrounding us every day. I do a COVID smell test by deeply inhaling the plumeria on my front doorstep. Both Phil and I walk every day, looking at the mountains, the trees, and the flowers, and giving our bodies fresh air and exercise. I've started taking photos of the porches of Santa Barbara, a little project that makes walking around town more interesting and sharpens my viewing to what is right there in front of me. I read with and am read to by both my grandchildren for an hour with each one every weekday. I'm in a women's group that meets once a month on Zoom, and we share deeply what we are working on, how we are doing and growing. This loving sharing with other women brings me deep healing and joy. Phil and I play, laugh, talk, and celebrate with each other. We both visit with a few friends in our little tea house, which allows for outdoor social distancing. We participate in a number of spiritual groups in online Zoom meetings together. Each of us visits with friends all over the planet on FaceTime, Zoom, text, WhatsApp, checking in on each other, talking and sharing joys and tribulations. When one of us is overwhelmed by the pervasive turmoil and dissonance, the other makes a meal or we sit down and do a crossword together. We make love, watch TV, read and write. We spend our time in the present as much as we can and remind each other to do so when the news or the tensions pulls us into our heads too much. What is it that you do? Next week, we will share how some of you are dealing with life in 2020. What refreshes your spirit? What brings you peace? How do you stay present while remaining alert to what is happening? Please tell us a few of the things that work for you. Go to our blog at philandmaud.com and leave a comment on this post or write to us directly, philandmaud@philandmaud.com. Because we're all in this together. So, I hope you enjoyed listening and you'll tell us what's going on with you. You can, of course, read all of this and find more on our blog at philandmaud.com. I look forward to all your comments and I'll talk to you all next week.